It's amazing, isn't it? And it's also, I find it quite interesting that this kind of thing, as far as I'm aware anyway, hasn't been covered that heavily. It's almost been, well, that's sort of history and that's what happened and so be it. Whereas what you're doing here is you're probing deeper into it to find out, well, hang on a minute, what was really going on? You know, how did these trials work? I mean, we all know, you know, who got convicted of what, but we didn't actually hear what went on in court.
No, that's right. And that's what was interesting to me. See, I wanted to know for myself. I was really interested. I got sucked into this. Find a little bit of information here, a little bit there, a press report here, a snippet in a record office there. And gradually you can synthesize the story together.
It's like putting a jigsaw puzzle together,
it
I
is.
Suppose.
Is it? And I should make a, I should plug Chelmsford Library, because their online resource, the Times Digital Archive, is just fantastic. Completely free of charge. You just put in your library ticket number and you can access old copies of the Times.
So no more bending over old
microfiche.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, the British Library, what they have now is you feed the microfilm into a reader with a camera, and it's put up onto a nice colour screen, and you can zoom in and you can cut and paste and do things.
Wow.
So it's much easier than it used to be.
It must be hard in your line of work as well not to get diverted, I would have thought, because when you're looking at a page or something like that and you'll see an advert for something and you'll be was that, how much did those cost back then? You think, hang on, no, I must focus. I have to focus on what needs to be done here, because it's just wonderful to go back in time, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And I frequently get sidetracked, and I get sidetracked off the sidetrack. And then, you know, an hour down the line, I think, I'd actually forgotten what I'd come in for. But you see, you never know the little snippets of stuff that you'll find.
Yeah.
And there's never been a better time than now because of the mushrooming interest, for example, in genealogy. And the British Library have put online, millions, 5 or 6 million pages of 19th century newspapers for anybody to look at.
Where do you think this interest for genealogy has come from all of a sudden? Because it just seemed over the past probably 20 years maybe, but more recently, people are getting very fascinated by their ancestors, aren't they?
Well, I suppose people want to know who they are, but I think it's because each family tree is your own personal detective story. You know, everybody likes Morse, Lewis, Agatha Christie, and you have to do the detection yourself. And of course, it's like doing a jigsaw puzzle that, in fact, somebody's taken several jigsaw puzzles, jumbled them together, thrown them on the floor. Some of the pieces are lost forever. Some are in plain sight. Some of them have been buried. And you've got to do the digging. And people love that.
Yes.
And you can spend, I mean, I've spent a complete day at the library of the Society of Genealogists and found nothing. Not a dicky bird. And at other times, I've gone in and within 10 minutes, I've just found a complete gold mine of information. So you never know.
Let's talk about Friday night, because your lecture is coming. It's part of the Chelmsford Ideas Festival. And we'll be finding out more about what's been going on over the past week and a half on Thursday, just after 3 o'clock. But let's talk about Friday night. What can we expect from the evening?
Well, what I'm going to do, it's principally, I mean, the title is Real Life Criminal Justice, and I've added in the 19th century because it is in the 19th century. And what I'm going to do is to look at interesting snippets from the three books. I do talks on all three of them. I do them for the U3A and various other organisations. And so I will select bits that I think are interesting, cut out the and just present the stuff that I think people are going to be interested in, to show also how my writing developed, how I got involved in it in the first place via, you know, doing genealogy on my family and my dodgy three times great grandmother who had five illegitimate children. and it was the local rector who had the same surname as her who baptized one of these children. That started me on the whole thing, because I wondered if they were related. And that's where it started from.
And that's it, isn't it? I mean, there's all these stories out there, which you say, I suppose really the difficulty is, unless you go back to records and you actually find those official records, you're never quite sure what's hearsay and folklore what's actual fact, and that must be the difficult part, really, getting to the bottom of what is actually true, what actually happened and what was said at the time.
Well, it's interesting. I did a a little detective story on my investigation on my own family. A great aunt who was supposed to have had an illegitimate child, and this was all, you know, a real disgrace for the family. And I actually discovered it. And furthermore, which really tickled me, because she gave the child a very specific and unusual name, I was sure that that name was from the father. And I was able to make a pretty good guess as to who I think the father was. And that was just, that was brilliant. And I think, yes, that was published in one of the family history magazines some years ago.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing you on Friday night. Give us the details. Where's it at and what time do you start?
Right. It's at the Central Library. Starts at 7:30 in the evening until round about 9 o'clock. There'll obviously be opportunity for questions, and I will have a few copies of the book available if people happen to be so enthused as to want to buy them. Attendance is completely free, but you have to book. Now, you book at, you can do this either through the internet, so it's www.changingchelmsford.org/IF2015. That's Ideas Festival 2015. Or telephone 07421 061054. And you'll get a recorded message, and you can make your booking like that. So either through the internet or through the telephone, and just come along on 7:30 on Friday, and I shall be doing a talk with a projector, PowerPoint presentation, and that's it.
Fantastic. Well, Peter, look forward to that. And we also look forward to seeing you again very soon, because I do know that you're working on your next project now, which no doubt we'll be talking about before we know it.